Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishneh Yomi continues for Yud Tes Nisan, which is Shabbat Chol HaMoed. We're in Chapter 6 of Nazir, Mishneh 6, Mishneh Vav, Tichlachat Hatuma Ketzad, the haircut of a Nazir who is exposed to ritual impurity. How does that work? Hayamazeh, they would mazeh. Mazeh is a word of sprinkling. In modern Hebrew, mazeh means what's this, but mazeh is from the word yazeh, which means to sprinkle. It would sprinkle the water of the Para Aduma, the Mei Hatat, which is a special purification ritual for someone exposed to corpse tumah, Bashlishi, on the third day after exposure, Ubashvi, and the seventh day after exposure. That's how the Para Aduma water works, as we're going to learn all about in a few years in Kochim. Umegaleach Bishvi, and he can take his haircut on day seven, Umevi Karbonotav Bishmini, and then bring his offerings on the eighth day and restart his Nazir. Now, the offerings for a Nazir who is exposed to Tumah is a pair of birds. One bird is a Chatat, one's an Ola, and a ram for an Asham. Vimgilach Bishmini, the Mishnah adds, he took his haircut on day eight, the day after his purification from corpse Tumah, maybe Karbonotav Bo B'Yom. He could still bring his offerings the same exact day he got his haircut, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Bitarfun. Rabbi Tarfun said, Ma bein zeh le mitzora. He said, how is this different from a mitzora? A case we had 1 week ago, last Shabbat, when we were talking about Parshat Mitzora, the purification ritual of someone with tzarat, with negayim. Now, mitzora is different because he can't actually bring his karbanot, his offerings, to end his tumah of tzarat on the same day he gets his haircut. He has to have his haircut the day before. Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Tarfun, zeh, this one, the nazir, taharato tuluya biyamav. His tahara is depends on the days, on the 7 days with the sprinkling on day three and day seven, and then he's tahor again and can take the haircut and the karbanot. Mitzura taharato tuluya b'tiglachtei. But in mitzura, the one who had the negayim, his tahara, he's not tahor from tzarat until he gets his haircut. It's actually a shave and a haircut. They shave the entire body. Be'enu mevi korban ela imken hayem me'urev shemesh. So he can't bring his offerings if he was tame that day. He would have to have Me'orav Shemesh, which is called Harav Shemesh, a sunset. So he has to wait until the next day after the haircut to bring his offerings. Now on to Mishnah Zayin, Tiglachat Tahira Ketzad. What is the haircut, meaning the concluding ritual of a Nazir who remained Tahor, was not exposed to ritual impurity from a corpse during his or her Nazirot? So what do they do? Haya Mevi Shalosh Behemot, they would bring 3 animals. Hatat Ola Ushlamim. One is a sin offering, one is an elevation offering, and a peace offering. Shochet the Shlamim, they would first slaughter the Shlamim, Umigalech Alehim, and then he could take the haircut, he or she could take the haircut right after. Dibri Rabbi Yehuda. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says the Shlamim first. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Lohaya Migalech Elala Hatat. He said, no, they would take the haircut after the Hatat. He was saying the Hatat goes first. Shehatat Kodemet Bekol Makom. Because the Hatat offering, the offering to compensate and atone, that comes first before you bring an Ola or other offerings. And in the Gemara, they actually bring an opinion that explains the Nazir is a little bit of a sinner. Even though Nazir is very holy, Kodesh Yihyeh, he's abstaining from certain earthly pleasures, but he's a bit of a sinner because it's self-deprivation. As we know, the husband can annul a wife's vow of Nazirut because it's self-deprivation. So depriving oneself of wine, and this is especially appropriate. We might be a little sick of wine after the Siddarim, but Baruch Hashem, we get to make our Kiddush on the wine for Chol HaMoed Pesach. So not having wine, it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit of a self-deprivation. So the idea would be to bring the Hatat first to atone for that self-deprivation before you resume normal life. But the Mishnah does add, Ve'im gilach al echad mishloshtan, but if he takes the haircut right after any one of the three, the Ola, the Hatat, or the Shlamim, Yatza. The haircut is valid, it does work. So really the dispute is only about which one ideally should go first. Good Shabbos, good Moed, Shabbat Shalom Avrach.